It's time for another Carbon County Sheriff's Update. And joining us in the studio today, we have Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, I always look forward to it. Thank you again for stopping in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. I love these days. It's a good day.
Yeah, definitely is. Summertime, and that means that there's just a group of events every single weekend here in the Castle Country. And that's what you're going to talk to us about.
The community events have begun. So, yes, Friday we have our Lunatic Triathlon Friday night. I just want to make everyone aware that it starts at 10 o'clock Friday night. There will be bicyclists in Carbonville. That's part of their route that they ride on, and it's the last leg of their event. So it'll be kind of later at night, probably 11-ish. You'll see bicyclists in there. So if you can avoid Carbonville, just avoid it, because we'll have traffic control and we'll have light towers out, so you'll be able to see the bicyclists. But be aware that they're there. They're racing. They're not going to be paying attention to traffic. And just want everyone to be safe and have fun.
With the Lunatic Triathlon, I mean, this thing pretty much goes all night, doesn't it?
It not really. It's a couple of hours. These guys are training. They've been training for months for this event. They'll be done in a couple of hours, the last stragglers will.
Okay.
So it probably be done by midnight, I would guess.
So just keep a lookout when you're through Carbonville, anywhere else. I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
That's pretty much it. 8 o'clock at night, the kids, they do the little kid part of it up by the park. And so they actually ride their bicycles around the block of the park, around the wave pool and all that. So 3rd East, right in that block, it'll be a little bit congested around 8 till probably 9:30. And then the kids will be done there. But that's kind of fun to watch as well. The little kids are out there doing their things. So.
It's like going to a rodeo. The kids' rodeo is always extremely entertaining.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, definitely get out. And look, spectators are welcome, right?
Yeah, spectators are welcome. It's fun. It's a good community event. The athletes are going to be in good spirits. It's a good time. So I think they have like 200 people registered for that.
Wow, it's fantastic.
So it's going to be a good show. Then the Ballard Golf Tournament Saturday, I don't know if it's too late to sign up for that or not, but Saturday's going to be a fun day with the Ballard Golf Tournament, and then they do the dinner and concert after out at the event center, and anybody can come to that as well. So that's a good time. It'll be fun.
So but the Mike Ballard Golf Tournament's a big deal. I mean, it's a very big deal, and they continue to add to it, it seems like, each and every year. Are you going to participate in it?
I am. I've sponsored a hole. I always do, and then I have a team. Art Salas and I put together a team with myself, Art, Bodie Salas, and Steve Salas. So we have a ringer with Bodie Salas. He's a good little golfer. So
you got to have a ringer.
Yeah, everyone's got to have a ringer. We intend to win the tournament.
Of course,
they have a huge handicap with me. So.
You always play to win. Speaking of playing to win, I think you're going to be playing to win in August with the Demolition Derby. 21 cars right now registered. You're going to issue a challenge to somebody here in the local area today. But, man, you're in it to win it.
I'm in it to win it, but I want to see somebody step up and register today at Tire King. There's a board there. 21 cars are on the board right now. Let's see that be 22 by the end of the day. Get someone to step up. It's free right now with the Chain and Bang class. It's not too expensive to build a car. It's very inexpensive. Paul and Elsie at Tire King will even give you advice on what you need to do to make a good car, and they might even help a little bit if you asked. So,
and it's free.
And it's free right now. It won't be by the end of this month. We'll start charging again in July to register. So,
you guys push the registration back a couple of more weeks just to give everybody, you know, a little bit more time to get involved with it. Putting together a derby car, it's a lot of work, but it's still fun.
It's fun. I'm in the process right now of building my car. It's partially stripped. It's running. And you'll see it as soon as it's out. I'm going to bring it in and park it at Tire King so people can see it. And then it'll be at all the community events. I want the kids to come out and sign it.
I'm excited to see the paint scheme on this thing.
So, yeah, it's going to be a classic black and white cop car is what it's going to be.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Sheriff, anything else going on right now? I know you're a busy guy. Anything else happening?
You know, it's camping season. I was up yesterday to a fire up on winter quarters up above Schofield. A camp trailer was burned. Just want to let people know that the camping season's upon us. Make sure you check all your equipment out and your equipment's good to go, and don't just rely on luck. Make sure that things are not leaking, propane leaks or anything like that.
Yeah, luck always runs out eventually.
Mine especially.
Well, hopefully not too soon. It's always great to get you in, Sheriff. Thank you again, and I know we'll catch up with you next Tuesday. I always look forward to it.
Yep, well, I'll talk to you then.
Oh, and before I let you go, we've been talking about the pie auction a lot on Kickin' Country. You got a pie. pie.
I have a pie. It's an apple pie. It's going to be a good pie. I hope somebody enjoys that, and we'll give away some goodies with it.
It's only right that the sheriff donates something as American and traditional as apple pie.
As an apple pie. That's right. I might even put an American flag right in the middle of it.
Fantastic. Sheriff, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Another Carbon County Sheriff update right here on Kickin' Country, 98.3, 106.7 FM, and Castle Country Radio.